Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I got into this race for one reason and one reason only: to fight. And not just any fight, a fight to save Georgia. A fight on behalf of our children and generations to come.
In Georgia, Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams conceded the governor's race to incumbent Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp defeated Abrams with 53% of the vote. Abrams added, while she and Kemp might not see eye to eye on every issue, they both want to live in a Georgia where everyone's voice is heard. In his victory speech, Kemp said the campaign was about a host of issues for him, such as keeping taxes in Georgia low, ensuring kids are getting a good education in spite of pandemic disruptions, and fighting record-high inflation. Kemp also spoke about public safety.
But this campaign was also about keeping you and your family safe, and by backing our men and women in law enforcement.
Meanwhile, the Georgia Senate race between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat Raphael Warnock will go to a runoff election December 6th. Neither Walker nor Warnock garnered the required 50% of the vote, as the Libertarian candidate captured about 2% of the vote statewide. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger provided an update.
Our office has already begun the behind-scenes work to start building the ballots. So ballots are being built as we speak, and counties are making preparations. So some specifics for the process. Voters can request absentee ballots now through Monday, November 28th.
In a close race, Pennsylvanians elected John Fetterman to the Senate over television personality Dr. Mehmet Oz, flipping the seat from Republican to Democrat.
This race is for the future of every community all across Pennsylvania, for every small town or person that ever felt left behind, for every job that was ever been lost.
Connecticut voters approved a ballot measure amending the state's constitution to add provisions for early voting. Though 60% of voters approved the measure, it's facing a legal challenge from a New Britain woman who claims it is unconstitutional. A state judge ordered the challenge to be continued to next week. Finally, President Biden said Tuesday was a good day for democracy, as the process of conducting elections performed well under recent tests. He says the election went smoothly in spite of concerns of possible violence.
The states across the country saw record voter turnout, and the heart and soul of our democracy, the voters, the poll workers, the election officials, they did their job and they fulfilled their duty, and apparently without much interference at all, without any interference, it looks like.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.